How I said, Flavia is in St. Martin's. So Rob tell her to prepare a sermon for 15 minutes, and she prepared just for 10 minutes. So I say, okay, I will take your 5 minutes just for my sermon. It's a joke. just let me tell you about some story that the bishop in the diocese in the north of Argentina told to us in one of his trip. A lady was sitting just next to him, and she couldn't help but to notice that he was a priest. And in the middle of a conversation, talking about faith, the lady says, "Well, it doesn't matter which way we choose. The main thing is to get close to God." But the bishop responds with a comparison. If you go to the travel agency and just stand there and just ask to the person in the desk, "Could you sell me a trip, please?" And the person there will answer to you, "Yes, of course. Where do you want to go?" And you say, "Well, it doesn't matter where I'm going. The thing is to buy a ticket for a trip." Or if you go to the chemist and says, "Please, could you sell me a medicine?" And the person said, "Yes, of course. What do you need?" And you answer, "Well, just doesn't matter what I need. The thing is just to buy some medicine." So the lady was just in silence for the rest of the trip, really, just reflecting until they say goodbye. But this just make me to reflect a lot as well about how many options we have around us. And, we are a creation of God. We have our spirit, and we have a hungry, spiritually talking. We are always looking for the spiritual things to take us closer to God. Is it right? It's happened everywhere. But the point here is that, of course, not all the road lead to Rome. Not all the road are going on the way of God. We know that Jesus is the only way. Just let me repeat John 14:5-6, Jesus says, "I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." And 1 Timothy 2:9 says, For there is one, as only one God, and one mediator between God and men, Christ Jesus." Certainly, not always lead to God. Jesus is the only way. There is many ways around, but we know that Jesus is the only way. And there is nothing that you can do, there is nothing that we can do, really, to change this. We don't want to change this. God is the way. And suddenly, many people, when I was preaching about this thing, say, "Oh, you look like a fanatic." Did you hear about that? That we look like fanatic? But God is the only way. And we know this is the truth. So the first thing that we have to know is that God loves us. Jeremiah 31 verse 3 says, I have loved you with an eternal love. He always loved us, and he will always love us. And there is nothing that we can do, you know, to make him to love us less. And there is nothing that we can do to make him to love us more. He loved us unconditionally. He loved us eternally. But there is a problem. The problem is the sin, you know. The sin separates us from God. I remember just with a house group at home, and just asking them, okay, what is the sin? So the people who start, the young people, youth people, the group, they start saying, all right, 10 commandments, you know. Just saying all the 10 commandments. They say, okay, that's good. But just take this for the daily life. What is sin? You know? So it takes a time until they start to, you know, to say what is really sin. You know, just park in the wrong place, just pass in the red traffic light, and many other things that which God doesn't like that we do. So this is a sin. But you can say maybe, well, I don't hurt anybody. I'm a good person. Better yet, I don't think I have any sin. But Romans 3, chapter 3, verse 10 and 12 says, there is not one who is righteous, not even one. All have turned away from God. They have all gone wrong. No one does what is right, not even one. So this means that everybody, all of us, in one point every day, or different point, many points in every day, in a whole life, we sin. All of us. But that's not all. Jesus loved us, how I said. God sent his son to die for forgiving our sinners, and also God raised him for our salvation. So what do we have to do? Just to decide it. We have to decide is to live a Christian, a real Christian life. To decide to believe God. You know, there is a difference to believe in God and to believe God. Everybody can say, yes, I believe God. Somebody who practicing just wrong things, they also can say, yes, I believe in God. But it's different to say, I believe God. I believe that God, being God, came to the earth as a man. He suffered, he died for us, for our sin, and he was raised by God for our salvation. To believe in this is different, because if we really believe in this, make in us just something to take us for an action. To take us to change our mind, to change our life completely. So there is different. So we have to decide what to do with Jesus. Don't waste time opening doors to many things, finding ways who is going to nowhere. Jesus is the only way, and I want to encourage you to know him truly, to join his way, to develop a relationship with him. It's like a and you, I remember when I was with Flavio, got on as a boyfriend and girlfriend. Before that, we started, you know, just to know each other, spending a lot of time, you know, just sharing, chatting for different things. But one day I said, yes, I love you, you know, because it was not enough just chatting. I need to express myself more. So I said, yes, I love you. And one day I say, yeah, could you marry me? Because it wasn't enough, you know. And it's the same, the relationship with God. If we spend time with him, you know, reading the Bible, walking around, just praying, saying, God, thank you for this wonderful day. God, thank you for my family. Thank you for my son, my daughter, my parents. Lord, thank you to be alive. Thank you for the clothes. Thank you for the food. Thank you for everything. Just chatting with him, developing the relationship with him, you know, like with your friend. Just one day, it will not be enough. And you say, God, I love you. You know, you need to express yourself more, you know, during this time. So I really want to encourage you in this time to be sure and convinced that he is the only way. He is the trust, the truth. He is the life. So don't be embarrassed just for the what say the people. We are fanatic. What does it matter? It's my Lord. It's the only Lord. What does it matter? We believe, we are convinced that he is the way. He is the truth. So I want to pray and encourage you just to go close to him. Just developing a relationship with him. Just knowing him more. And as soon you do this, as soon as you will start to enjoy his life. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, because you one day choose us. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege that you give us to serve you, to know you, to be your son, your daughter. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be in your family, in your way. And it's difficult to follow the way. It's very difficult to be a good Christian, improving every day, knowing you more. But we believe that with you is possible. So we pray, Lord, that you are helping us, that every day that we can have in our mind and in our heart you. In every decision, in every little thing, that we can see you and enjoy you, Lord. And we believe that with you is possible. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.